Let's get it, y'all. I am way too excited. Like, I'm scream whispering right now because I don't want to scream in your ear because I'm that excited. The Straight Up Podcast, the one that you love, the one you listen to right now, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard me. I told y'all we turn it up this year. And guess what? A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, change to the world, impact to the world, and support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about empowering people, impacting people, and bringing change to this world. But listen, one of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go show some love. Subscribe to her show. Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Okay, Lori is going to make you go harder in every area of your life. She's a brilliant mind, a brilliant spirit, a brilliant human. I know you're going to love her. I know you're going to love her show. That's Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Go subscribe today and watch your life be changed.
Hey, what's up? This is Trent Shelton. Some people know me as an author, as a speaker, as an athlete. Some people know me as the guy whose videos pop up in their social media feeds. But at the end of the day, I'm simply a man on a mission. I want to help you transform your life using the exact tools I use to transform mine. I won't say I have all the answers, but I will do everything I can to help you find yours. My goal isn't to reach millions. My goal is to reach you. Welcome to Straight Up. Let's get it.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to today's episode. I just want to talk to you today. I want to have a real conversation with you today, and I want to share something. I think it's one of the most powerful things that a human soul can understand, and we all need to hear, including myself, because we all deal with this in life. And I'm going to be very passionate today because this is something that's near and dear to my heart. I've literally seen this kill people. And maybe not directly, but definitely over time, it can lead to death. And I'm not just talking about emotional stress. I'm not just talking about losses in life. I'm talking about physical death. And so I want to just tell you these words straight up, right off top on this episode. I need you to start choosing peace today. Every day I wake up, I tell myself, I'm choosing peace today. Because I went through a lot of times in my life where I've chose other people's problems today, where I've chose stress today, where I've chose headaches today, where I chose drama today, where I chose anger today. And I've been at places in my life where I've chose that so much day after day after day that literally it was driving me into sickness. You know, I'm going to protect some people in saying this, so I'm not going to say who, but I've seen people literally die over time because they've allowed stress to kill them. Because they've chose worry. They've chose other people's problems. They chose those things that they can't control day in and day out. So I want to tell you right now, as you hear the sound of my voice, and I know I'm passionate because this means everything to me. When are you going to start choosing your peace? Because for far too long, you've chose other people's problems, and I get it. Maybe in a situation where you have to at times. Maybe you're a parent. Maybe you're a boss. Maybe you're in a position where you have to at times. But I want to tell you this too. You need to prioritize your peace. You need to prioritize your sanity, because if you don't, you're going to get to a place where you're depressed. You're going to get to a place where you're burnt out. You're going to get to a place where you're not enjoying life. You're going to get to a place where you're empty. I texted this out the other day. I said, listen, I've seen firsthand how stress can kill you, and I have. I've seen people that have stayed up late worrying about other people. I've seen people that have gotten no sleep because they're sitting there stressed out, not because of their own issues, but because of other people's issues. And I want to tell a person right now, and don't take this wrong, if you're listening to this, I've been in this position in my life, but I want to tell you right now, it is disrespectful. You can't say you truly love someone if you continue to allow your problems to be a burden to their life.
I understand we're all going to need help. I understand we're all going to go through things. I understand we're all going to deal with things. I know we're all going to go through our seasons. We're all going to go through our storms. We're all going to deal with our setbacks. But at some point, you have to mature your life and become an adult and take ownership of your life and say, you know what? I'm not going to allow my lack of consistency. I'm not going to allow my lack of maturity. I'm not going to allow my lack of making decisions in my life. I'm not going to allow the things that I'm going through to become someone else's problems. Because the truth is, when we don't deal with our mess now becomes the foundation of someone else's life. As parents, when we don't deal with our mess becomes the foundation of our kids' life. As friends, when we don't deal with our mess now becomes a burden to our friend's life. And I get it. We all need somebody, but it becomes a point when you got to take care of your mess. Because the mess that you don't take care of messes up other things around you. There's people losing sleep because you're not taking ownership of your life. There's people worrying about you because you're keeping yourself in the same positions that you know and you complain about every single day that's destroying your life. When are you going to wake up and stop allowing your problems to become other people's problems? I'm going to tell you like this. I want to tell those that are adopting other people's problems, that are inheriting other people's problems. You can keep doing that, but you know what's going to happen? You're going to be worried. You're going to lose sleep. You're going to be stressed. You're going to be depressed. It's going to lead to your sickness. I told myself years ago, no more. I love helping people with their problems until their problems become my problems. At some point, you got to stop drowning yourself for people who don't want to help save their own life. At some point, you got to say, you know what? I'm going to choose my peace today and not someone else's stress today. When I decided to wake up every single day and look in the mirror and say, I'm choosing peace today. And listen, sometimes, you know, there's things that happen where that peace goes out the window. I'm a human being just like you. But I'm telling you, when I literally cement in my heart, in my mind that I'm choosing peace today, when I make the foundation of my day, it is hard for the outside noise to kill, to disturb my internal peace. It's hard for drama that comes to my life to make me react in anger. It's hard for me to get involved and me to indulge in things that don't help my life when I'm choosing my peace today. So my friend, listen to this podcast. At some point, you got to say, I'm choosing my peace today. Life is too damn short. And I want you to hear me with this. Life is too damn short, and we know this, but a lot of us don't feel this until it happens, until it comes into our front doorstep and we realize life is really short. Life is too damn short to let things that don't serve your life. Ask yourself right now, is that person stress serving your life? Ask yourself right now, is that person's problem serving your life? Ask yourself right now, is the people online's ignorance serving your life? Ask yourself right now, are those things serving your life? Because a lot of us, we are sitting and inheriting things that aren't serving our life, that's killing our peace. Life is too damn short to let the things that don't serve your life stress you out. We letting things that don't help our life at all stress us out. I understand there's positive stress at times. When we're progressing in life, when we're changing, there's positive stress. Just like when you're lifting weights and you put your muscles under stress and those things grow. But some of us, we're choosing this negative stress and we wonder why we're stressed out. Because you're prioritizing those things. When you prioritize your peace, stress becomes not a factor. When you prioritize your peace, drama becomes not a factor. When you prioritize your peace, it's like bulletproofing your soul, where things that are meant to disrupt you, things that are meant to throw you off track, things that are meant to mess up your day, things that are meant to irritate you, they can't get to you because you bulletproofed your soul with peace when you choose your peace. I need you to choose your peace today, my friend. Your happiness, my friend, deserves to be prioritized. It does. I know you think a lot of things in life deserve to be prioritized, other people's issues and problems. I understand, you know, you that 2 a.m. friend, you that 3 a.m. friend, but at some point, that 2 a.m., you that being that 2 a.m. friend got to change at some point. Some people can't continue to have access to you that's not changing their situations. You sitting here losing sleep for a person that's not doing anything to change their situation. Don't take this out of context. I'm not talking about the person that's growing. I'm not talking about the person that's trying. I'm not talking about the person that's praying and really making an effort. I'm talking about the person that's doing no effort, that's still using you as a soundboard. That's still projecting their things on your life, their negative habits on your life, But because you so loyal, because you that 2 a.m. friend, because you live by that, you think you got to be there for them all the time. At some point, you have to be there for yourself. There is a such thing, as I talked about before, as being way too loyal. Some of us are too loyal to other people's problems and not loyal enough to our own peace. Hello. When are you going to start being loyal to your peace and not the things that are stressing you out in life? That's what I want to know. Because even scientifically, you can look this up. You can go to Google University or YouTube University. You can research this for yourself. But maybe stress doesn't kill you immediately. Maybe stress doesn't show up on the autopsy report. Maybe stress doesn't show, oh, this is the cause of death. But I'm going to tell you something. It can lead to it. I know this for fact in my own life with people that I know. I've known over time when people have inherited other people's issues and they worry. And then they become a little bit more sick and it leads to cancer. It leads to depression. It leads to anxiety. It leads to high blood pressure because they can't say no. Because they can't say, you know what, I want to help you, but I've tried to help you enough and I'm helping you so much that I'm saying no to myself. I'm being there for you so much that I'm losing sleep. While you're sleeping well, because you know you can always depend on me. At some point, you got to stop being an enabler. Some of us have made other people way too comfortable to depend on us. There's a reason why there's God. There's a reason why there's prayer. There's a reason why there's Christ that I believe that you go to with your problems. Upload your problems to God, not to people. And I understand for me, if I'm going through things, I might reach out once, but you better believe when I reach out, I'm trying my best to make sure I never reach out again, because I'm going to do the work. I'm going to take the advice that you give me and I'm going to apply it to my life and I'm going to make sure my life is better, because I don't want my problems to become your problems. I don't want to lead to your death. I don't want to lead to your stress. I don't want to lead to your headaches. I don't want to lead to your hurt. I don't want to lead to your lack of sleep. I don't want to lead to your anxiety. And there's so many people in this world that we're projecting our own things on other people. And there's so many people in this world that are accepting those things and they don't even love their own life because of so much they're taking on. You know, stress can cause heart issues. Stress releases hormones in our life, and stress hormones in our life over time, consistently, or over time, those things aren't good. And it starts to clog up arteries, all these different things that stress causes because you're not choosing your peace. I've gotten to a place in my life where some people might say, Trent, you change. Where some people might say, Trent, you're distant. Where some people might be like, man, Trent don't really come around no more. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm far from being distant. My heart is still pure. My heart still wants to help everybody. But I know what's real. I know what I can no longer do. I know where I've been before and where I extended myself so much that I had nothing of my own in my own life. I extended myself so much to help others that I couldn't even help my own life. And so I've gotten to a point where I'm not going to put my life around things that drain me. I'm not going to put my life around things that steal my energy. I'm not going to put my life around things that steal my joy. I'm not going to put my life around things that steal my happiness, right? Your happiness deserves to be prioritized, my friend. Your joy deserves to be prioritized, my friend. Your laughter deserves to be prioritized, my friend. Your smiles deserve to be prioritized, my friend. Get your life around that because your life is being stressed out. You feel stressed out. It's only one thing, one common sense answer, one duh moment. Your life is stressed out because you're around stress. You're inheriting stress. And I know sometimes maybe bills are tight. I know sometimes maybe, you know, COVID happened. Sometimes a death happened in your family where stress is inevitable because you miss those things or you're going through things. But sometimes we are taking on things willingly. We are inheriting things willingly because we're so afraid to say no. We're so afraid to say not anymore. We're so afraid to say no longer. When I started to choose my peace, and I told myself that every morning, I still do to this day, I choose peace. That is a trigger for me to say, you know what? It's okay not to put your life around this anymore. It's okay to say no, Trent, today. It's okay to choose you today. It's okay to say, I can't be around that anymore, any longer. Because when I was around that, I didn't have the same type of peace in my mind and the peace in my soul. when I was around that I didn't have the same type of clarity that I have now. So I want to tell you, listening to this episode right now, some of you are around things that are literally draining your freaking life. And you're staying there. Some of you are around people that you're trying to help so much that don't want to help themselves at all. And you're choosing to stay there. And I pray this doesn't happen to you. But when you don't choose your peace today, and you continue to choose stress, people's problems, drama, gossip, every single day, when you start to choose that, you know what you do? You start to dig yourself an emotional grave that will lead to a physical one. And I will never speak this on anybody's life, but I got to keep it 100 with you. I got to be real with you. I got to be straight up with you. You will dig yourself a grave with someone else's shovel. What do you mean by that, Trent? You see, you're not digging yourself a grave with your own problems, with your own issues, with your own lack of making decisions, with your own, you know, lack of consistency. You're not digging yourself a grave based upon what you've done. You're digging yourself a grave with someone else's struggle, with their lack of ownership for their life, with their lack of change in their life, with their ignorance in their life by keep doing the same things they haven't learned from, and now you have to deal with those things. And so now you have taken their shovel, and now you're digging your own grave. And to the person that might be listening to this, that might be in this place where you're projecting everything on your life on other people and you're not taking responsibility of your life, you got to wake up and grow up. I want to tell you right now. You got to wake up and grow up at some point, because you can't say you love someone if you continuously place hurt on that person's life, place worry on that person's life. There's somebody that loves you that's losing sleep for you. They're stressing out for you because you won't take ownership over your life. Because you won't make the change in your life. Because you stay in that terrible relationship, that terrible friendship, doing those same habits over and over. I know it's hard, but at some point you got to wake up and say, if you can't do it for me, do it for your mama. If you can't do it for you, do it for your daddy that got high blood pressure because of you. Do it for your friends that stressed out because of you. Do it for your aunties and aunts and your grandmas that stressed out because of you. Do it for your kids that's sitting here dealing with mess because of your mess. Do it for them if you can't do it because of you. Because it is unfair to someone else's life for you not to take ownership over your own life. And to the person that I'm speaking to that's now going to choose peace today in your life, and I want you in my inbox right now. If you feel this, say, I choose peace today. If you feel this, share this with somebody, more importantly, because somebody that doesn't know this podcast message exists needs to hear this. But I want to tell you this as I bring this home today. I want you to think about it like this. What really helped me logically, I like to think logical things in my life. Like, why would I choose peace, Trent? Why would I choose peace? I believe that peace is priceless. I believe peace is the greatest rich, the greatest riches that one can own, the greatest wealth in the soul that one can have is peace. It's what we all seek. It's what we all want. Some of us go through different ways to get peace. Some of us do destructive habits to get peace because of stress. So we turn to alcohol. We turn to other things. We turn to pills. We turn to all these things because we're stressed out. We have addictions because we became stressed out. And sometimes it even our stress is stressing us out. But we do these things to find peace. And those things might lead to a fake peace, a temporary peace. But I'm talking about a wholesome peace in your heart that you just know everything is okay, that you know everything will be okay. A peace that surpasses all understanding. That peace is priceless. But so often, we give it away. But so often, we give it away for stress. For so often, you give it away for other people's problems. For so often you trade in your peace for other people's pain. I want you to think about this. Think about right now the most prized possession that you have. Right? Most prized possession. Maybe it's your house. Maybe it's your car. Maybe it's your ring. Maybe it's a purse, shoes. Maybe it's an antique that's part of your family for years. Part of your family heritage. I want to ask you a simple question. Would you give that away for free? Would you give that thing that you value so much, that means so much to you, would you just give it away for free? And would you let somebody just take it from you? I don't need to be an expert to know your answer. I know your answer would be hell no. I wouldn't do it. The question I want to ask you right now is, how much more valuable is your peace than your most prized possession? How much more valuable is your priceless peace, more valuable than your most prized possession? But yet, we allow the world to make us give us, we allow the world to convince us to give our peace away for nothing. So my friend, I want you to start every morning, every day, with those words. I choose peace today. If you want to take it a step further, like I do, I add, and I'll be damned if I give it away. I tell myself, hey, Trent, you know we choosing peace today, right? We ain't choosing war today. We ain't choosing checking people today. We ain't choosing anger today. We ain't choosing other people's problems today. You know, I talk to myself like this. Hey, Trent, you know we choosing peace today, right? And I'd be like, man, you sure, man? Like, I got issues. Nah, we choosing peace today. And I'll be damned if we're going to give that away. Because peace is priceless. And I'll tell you this. When you give peace away, you tell somebody how much of an importance they have in your life. And I understand, like, that might seem like a positive thing. But when you give your peace away to somebody on social media in your comments that you don't even know, people always ask me all the time, sure, how come you never respond to people? How come you don't know? Because they don't deserve my peace. They can't afford my peace. But when you give it away, you tell a person how important they are, because if your peace is priceless and they can take it away from you, or you can give it away to them, you can indulge in the ignorance or the drama or the stress or the worry. You tell a person just how important they are to you. And on the flip side, if a person is giving away their peace for you and they stand up late for you, stressing out over you, then that should let you know how much that person cares for you. And hopefully it will change something inside you to make you operate different, to make you make changes in your life. I hope today that this touched your heart as much as it touched mine. I hope today that you really understand just how much stress can kill you and lead to diseases and lead to sicknesses. I always say stress is a sickness. It ain't listed in the dictionary as a sickness. People don't talk about it as a sickness. To me, stress is just as bad as cancer. Stress is just as bad as any sickness in this world, any disease. Because stress will mess you up mentally, it'll mess you up spiritually, and it'll mess you up physically. You can look at somebody and see how stressed they are. You can't always look at somebody and see how sick they are. Right? You can look at me, you don't really see that I deal with asthma. You can't really see that unless you're around me and I'm wheezing on a run. But you for damn sure can see when I'm stressed. Stress will change your physical. It will change how you look. You can see somebody and see that they're stressed. But a lot of us don't even think that's a sickness. A lot of us kind of put on a back burner, I'm just stressed today. But just as well as you can see somebody that's stressed, you can also see somebody that has peace. That has peace. And I want that for you. Thank you for rocking with me today. Thank you for listening to me yell in your ear today. But if this touched your heart, man, let me know. Share this episode. I'm going to start adding another episode per week. It'd be more about teaching on certain things. These are my passionate, straight up episodes where I'm just going from the heart. But on Fridays, I'm going to add another episode about some how to do certain things. Because a lot of things that I've been through and I've experienced that I want to start sharing with you guys. Information I'm going to give away for free to be able to help you. So make sure that you're tuned into my text community. Make sure you're tuned into all the things, right? I don't want to go through all of that. But most importantly, man, make sure that you're taking care of you. I want to see you smile more, baby. I want to see you laugh more. You look better when you laugh. You look better when you smile. I want to see you enjoy life more. And peace doesn't mean, and y'all heard me say this a million times, man. I'm going to say it 3 million times. Peace doesn't mean, right? Peace doesn't depend on everything that's going on around you. But peace does depend on everything that's going on inside you. Peace doesn't depend on everything that's going on around you, but it does depend on everything that's going on inside you. And I care about what's going on inside you. I appreciate you. I salute you. And choose your peace today. Like I said, in every single episode, it all starts with you. And oh yeah, I'm working on my new book. It will come out early 2023, but I'm working on my new book. Hit me up, let me know what you would like to hear, right? It'll probably be around peace and things like that. But if you have any book ideas, even book titles, hit me up. All right, we're bringing another baby into the world with a book. And so I thank you guys for supporting my last two books, The Greatest You and Straight Up. But we got another one coming. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Share this if you feel this. Straight up.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real. They don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day. The world's number one, I didn't say two, three, four, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success. Not that short stuff. Long-term, lasting change, well-being, and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month. And when you do, you get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Day's mindset journal, wellness challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget, I teach live every single month in Growth Day too. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone, or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it.
Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real, no kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, or take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number. They're added to the group. And then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number. Not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies. So many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go to check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it.